From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Obama administration is criticizing Israel's plans to build hundreds of new homes in settlements on the West Bank. NPR's Scott Horsley reports a White House spokesman calls the building proposal illegitimate and counterproductive.
Israel's government is asking contractors to submit proposals for 450 new homes on West Bank territory captured in the 1967 war, land the Palestinians view as part of their future state. The Obama administration has routinely discouraged Israel from expanding West Bank settlements. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the administration has deep concerns about these latest building proposals.
They will have detrimental impacts on the ground, inflame already heightened tensions with the Palestinians, and further isolate the Israelis internationally.
Announcement of the building plan comes a month and a half before the Israeli election, in which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is seeking a fourth term. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Republican Mitt Romney is announcing today that after putting considerable thought into another possible run for the presidency, he is opting out. Romney, speaking to supporters in a conference call today, said he's decided to give other leaders in the party the opportunity to become our next nominee. The announcement comes after several of Romney's former major donors and a veteran staffer in Iowa announced they plan to support a possible presidential bid by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Also said to be considering seeking the GOP nomination, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. U.S. economic growth slowed in the final 3 months of last year. That's according to government data that was released today. But as NPR's John Itzty explains, consumer spending was a bright spot.
The economy's output of goods and services, its gross domestic product, grew at a solid 2.6% annual rate in last year's fourth quarter. That's only about half the very rapid pace in the previous quarter. The slowdown in growth came partly because of weak business investment and a sluggish global economy. But the 4.3% growth in consumer spending was the strongest since 2006. The drop in gasoline prices is expected to add even more fuel to consumer spending this year. Most economists think that will more than offset the drag to growth from a stronger dollar, which makes U.S. goods more expensive overseas and hurts U.S. exports. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
Wages and benefits grew at their fastest pace in 6 years last year. The Labor Department reporting its Employment Cost Index, which measures pay and benefits, rose at a 2.2% rate, up from 2% the previous year. The increase is ahead of inflation, but still sluggish by historical standards. A down end of the week for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 251 points today to end the week at 17,164. The Nasdaq lost 48 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 dropped 26 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. German carmaker BMW says it's fixed a security flaw the company says could have allowed hackers to open the doors on as many as 2.2 million Rolls-Royce, Mini, and BMW automobiles. Company announced today the problem has been traced to onboard SIM cards, which are the same chips used to identify authorized users of mobile devices. BMW drivers can use the software and SIM cards to activate door locking mechanisms and a range of other services. BMW says the security risk occurred when the data was being transmitted. Company says it's now taken steps to eliminate the problem. A murder trial began today for a man who confessed to killing 6-year-old Eaton Patz more than 30 years ago as he walked to school in New York City. Pedro Hernandez confessed in 2012 he strangled the child in the basement of a bodega.
The courtroom was overflowing with family members, law students, even strangers on their lunch break. Eitan's father listened to prosecutors describe his son as a tiny big man who loved trips to the bodega. Defense attorney Harvey Fishbein argued Pedro Hernandez suffers from schizophrenia and was coerced to confess after 6 hours of interrogation. He calls this trial, quote, another sad twist in a sad saga.
There's nothing to connect Pedro Hernandez except his words, and these words are unreliable, inconsistent, and the product of someone who suffers from a mental disorder.
Pates' disappearance set off a national missing child movement. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.
Centers for Disease Control says the number of flu-related hospitalizations of the elderly this year is at its highest level since the government began keeping track. Officials with the CDC said today 198 of every 100,000 elderly people have been hospitalized. This is NPR.